Governor Charlie Baker has appointed a special investigator to look into possible lapses in care and oversight at the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke. Two more veterans from that facility have died as of today. The total number of deaths among the facility's residents is now 15. At least six of them are confirmed to have had COVID-19. Other test results are pending, and at least 18 other residents and staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the state has announced 33 more people have died as a result of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us with the day's developments. First, what is the latest on the Holyoke Soldiers' Home and the investigation into the deaths that have happened there?
Well, Lisa, as you mentioned, WBUR learned this afternoon that two more veterans from the home have died. Today, the governor said he's hired attorney Mark Perlstein, who's a former federal prosecutor, to conduct an independent investigation and look at what led to the deaths and to look at management and oversight of the COVID-19 response at that facility.
I don't anticipate anything other than this point, other than a thorough investigation by a trained professional who has an outstanding reputation, who I believe will give us what we want, which is answers to what happened there and what went wrong and why, and what we can do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
And Lisa, meantime, the Soldiers' Home in Chelsea, which is the sister facility to Holyoke, said today that two residents who tested positive there have died. A handful of other residents and staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus. And a spokesperson for the Soldiers' Home in Chelsea tells WBUR that those who have tested positive are being quarantined and the facility is following state and federal guidelines for cleaning and infection control.
We just heard from Governor Baker there. He spoke this afternoon at the DCU Center in Worcester, which is a huge cavernous event area being converted into the first field hospital in the state. The plan is for it to have 250 beds. You were there today when the governor was speaking. What did you see there? And what did the governor say about how this all fits into the overall state plan to deal with the surge in COVID-19 cases in the next couple of weeks?
I have to say it was surreal. And while it was certainly impressive that such a facility like this could be constructed, it was also a little eerie. The DCU Center is an event and concert venue in downtown Worcester, as you mentioned, and surrounding it on the outside were emergency trucks and all kinds of workers. Inside, there were folks from various agencies like the State Emergency Management Agency and the National Guard and UMass, whose medical staff will work at the hospital. And they were setting up these black cloth partitions and makeshift beds to make this cavernous area that will be what the governor calls a step-down facility to help take some of the pressure off the healthcare system once COVID-19 cases surge.
We're also looking at other sites around the Commonwealth and are basically in daily conversations through the command center with our colleagues in the hospital community to determine where else we may need capacity, not just field hospital capacity, but also additional skilled nursing capacity as well. And we literally are thinking about this regionally.
The governor said, Lisa, that his office is in serious talks right now with the folks at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center to put a similar facility there. And he was also asked about medical supplies today, and he said he was going to have more to say on that tomorrow. What he did say today, though, is that hotels and dorms may also be used to deal with the pandemic, and the state is considering using those facilities to support healthcare workers and for quarantine and isolation purposes.
Again, the State Department of Public Health has released its daily update on coronavirus cases. There have been 33 deaths since this time yesterday.
That's right. That's the same number of deaths that the state reported yesterday as well. So that means the total number of deaths in Massachusetts as of today, according to the Department of Public Health, is 122. Among those who died in the last day was a man in his 30s from Suffolk County. He's the youngest person in the state known to have died from COVID-19 complications so far. He did have a pre-existing medical condition and he was hospitalized in about half the cases. The patients were known to have pre-existing conditions.
In terms of the total number of cases of the coronavirus and how many people have been tested, what do we know there?
Well, the state says there are now 7,738 confirmed cases, and that's an increase of about 1,100 over yesterday, and close to 52,000 people in Massachusetts have been tested.
WBUR's Deborah Becker with the latest. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.